Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, indigenous Mayans in Guatemala have called for a halt on multinational companies coming to their communities and extracting resources as more of their people are being deported from the US under the Trump administration. They have said they'll particularly resist US companies in their area. The community has said that they're in a battle with big corporations for their ancestral lands. Our reporter Una Kelly was among some of those communities in Guatemala and is with me now. Una, this has been a significant issue in Central American communities like Guatemala for quite some time now, hasn't it?
Yes, we were told that the Mayan indigenous people there see big companies coming in as the fourth conquest. So the first conquest was the Spanish invasion centuries ago, then land reforms in the 19th century, the armed conflict that they had in the 70s and 80s. And now this situation where big corporations are coming to Guatemala for mining, for palm oil plantations, for rare earth minerals, because Guatemala does have a lot of those natural resources. They regard that as a fourth conquest. And particularly the indigenous community is saying, look, this is environmental destruction. These were our ancestral lands. And also, Cormac, more Guatemalans have been migrating to the US mm-hmm. for work. Climate change has been driving them there when their crops have been destroyed. A lot more are now being deported from the US back to Guatemala. So they're saying, well, look, if we're being deported, we particularly don't want US companies
here. Tit for
tat,
basically, yeah.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
and taking resources. So I spent some time among some of those communities here fighting for their land rights, and we'll hear about that now. These are the people of Chinibal, Palestina, a community in eastern Guatemala. They're indigenous Maya people. Their language is called Quechi. It's a remote area. To get here, you drive on dirt roads and through rivers, and then on a road through miles upon miles of palm oil plantations, thousands upon thousands of the trees, as far as the eye can see. On the way into the village, groups of children appear, chanting, "The people united shall never be defeated." When visitors arrive, the people perform a Maya invocation ceremony. There's a circle of burning candles with flowers around it. They pray for the earth and safety of the community. A spiritual leader fans a legal document over the flames to bless it. This piece of paper is very precious to them. They say it proves they're entitled to stay here on their ancestral lands. The community says they've been coming under pressure to leave. 53-year-old Maria Magdalena says it's been traumatizing for them.
We lost our home. We were homeless. They were hurting our motherland, and we're trying to save our motherland.
Hermelindo Cox-Chuck is a legal representative with a group called the Committee of Peasant Unity. The 47-year-old says he's been fighting for indigenous land rights for half his life.
Our slogan is for the big companies to get out of here, to get out of our land. For example, we got the sugarcane, the palm trees. We want them out of our land. It's not true that they bring development. That's not true.
Irish Aid helps Trocra support local groups to conduct land registry research in the hope they can fend off large corporations claiming rights to their homeland. Chris O'Connell is a human rights policy advisor with Trocra. He says establishing who has legal title can be a complicated process.
It's difficult, it's very difficult, and not just in Guatemala and in other places where we work. I mean, first of all, I suppose to put land in a bit of a context, you know, going back to the times of the conquest, what we see is the native peoples being continuously displaced to serve the interests of the wealthier, you know, European elites. So that's the context. In terms of the difficulty, a lot of it is because the poorest people, and particularly indigenous peoples, but not only, other poor communities, have traditionally never had secure titles to their land. In many ways, this was the whole idea of holding a title, an individual title to land, was an anathema to, particularly to indigenous peoples who see the land and nature more broadly as being a common good and not something that can have or should have an owner. Many times what we find is communities that have occupied lands for decades, even centuries, are told, you're not the owners, this corporation or this wealthy individual owns it, and they produce a piece of paper that purports to show that, and then they try to evict them.
The community in Chinnibal says one day security forces arrived in the area. They say a man was shot dead, 35-year-old Jose Kaman Kal. Outside the village, there's a white cross bearing his name. It says he died for Mother Earth. Locals say they felt intimidated and afraid after this. Hermelindo says he's been attacked in the past, and that trying to gain their land rights is like fighting a monster.
We don't have rights. We don't have somebody help us. We feel exploited. We feel if we try to do something, they put us to jail. They burn our houses. We get eviction from our places. So we call it monsters because they don't help us.
But now the community is hopeful. They have legal papers that they say will determine the land is theirs, and it will be registered under their name. Hermelindo says it will be like a bombshell for the big companies. Members of the community believe that big companies have destroyed the natural environment, affecting their crops and water supplies. 25-year-old Amarilis Guadalupe has a message for people in other countries about the production of materials like palm oil.
I would tell them not to use the oil palm because it's affecting us. If they want to use the oil palm, then produce it in your own country. Why do they have to produce it in my country? It's affecting me, not them.
Driving in the mountains in El Astor, Bautilio Choc points out a mine. Locals think the mining is for earth minerals like nickel and chromium. A mine had been operating here in the past, but it was closed by court order. Bautilio says there's been activity at the mine again in the past month, and locals think this time it's a US company. Some in the indigenous Maya community say there was no proper consultation with them.
They said there was a consultant between the communities, and it was not like that. They just asked three or four people, the mayor, people that work for them, and they started working because of that. And I don't think that's fair. I think all the communities should be part of it. All the communities should be asked whether we want them to work or not.
Down by Lake Isabel, leaders from the indigenous community gather to discuss the matter. One man says he'll be devastated and cry if there's mining again. They say it causes environmental destruction and fear it will affect their crops, the air, the water and fish in the lake. Sylvia Patricia Kyle says they want the Guatemalan government to listen to what she calls their indigenous request and stop any more multinational companies extracting resources here.
I worry a lot because a lot of lives will disappear, not only the forest, not only animals, but water. What really concerns me is water. Lately, in our community, it feels fresh. It feels fresh air. We have water. But if they start operations, we'll have problems because of the dust that they discharge when they have operations. Our crops won't grow well, and we won't be able to feed our animals.
Just like in Chinnibal, the people here contest claims from big companies that they bring development to the area. Gabrielle Chi Pacon says mining does not provide jobs for locals. And when their crops fail and food supplies dwindle, many from this community are forced to migrate to the US for work.
Now they're being kicked out of the United States. They're being evicted from there because of the government that they have. Now what are we going to do? We're not going to let this company, that it's a U.S. company, come here and get our materials and take them out of our country and ruin our nature. We are angry for that. So we're not allowing a U.S. company to come here and do whatever they want to do.
that report on the impact of the operations of multinationals, many US multinationals, on indigenous Mayans in Guatemala by Una Kelly.